Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms today with our high nearing 57. Easterly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers continue overnight tonight with a low around 50. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more showers throughout Wednesday with a high of 59. A slight chance for some showers throughout Wednesday night with a low around 47. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Osage County Sheriff's Office found methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia during a routine traffic stop on Friday, May 20th. The stop took place near U.S. 75 and K-296 Highway. The driver has been identified as 58-year-old Larry Morrow of Richmond, Kansas, and during the stop, a canine was used and the drugs were discovered. In addition to the drug charges, Morrow is charged with an illegal vehicle registration, no proof of liability insurance, and an equipment violation. After the stop, he was taken into custody at the Osage County Jail facility. The Kansas Senate did not move on an anti-mask bill, allowing the Democratic governor's veto to be the last word. Yesterday was the final day of the Kansas session. The Kansas Senate Bill 34 would limit the authority of government officials to order masks to be worn to deter the spread of diseases ranging from COVID-19 to measles to some livestock diseases which can spread to humans. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that... a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for. And we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Topeka Police Department said the 17-year-old male found dead at a southeast Topeka intersection over the weekend took his own life. Officials say officers were called to Southeast 28th and Adams at around 4:25 Sunday morning on reports of a single-vehicle traffic accident. When they arrived, the 17-year-old was found unresponsive on the road. AMR pronounced the teen dead a few minutes later. The Topeka Police Department says the preliminary findings of an autopsy says he died by suicide. Siemens Gamesa wind energy plants in Hutchinson and Fort Madison, Iowa will close down while the company waits for new orders. Officials with the company announced on Friday that most employees at the two plants will be laid off. The blade manufacturing plant in Iowa will close in June, followed by the Kansas plant in July. Siemens said 171 people work at the Iowa plant with 92 in Kansas. The company said it is possible the plants would reopen if market conditions improve. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Gage County Sheriff's Office is investigating a rollover crash that killed a Wymore teen and injured another teen. On Saturday, just before 6 p.m., the Gage County Sheriff's Office, Beatrice Fire and Rescue, and Blue Springs Fire responded to a single-vehicle rollover accident southeast of Beatrice. According to the Gage County Sheriff's Office, a 2003 Ford Mustang was speeding, went off the road, and rolled. Authorities said both occupants of the vehicle were not wearing seatbelts and were ejected. Keelan Schultz, 17, of Wymore, was pronounced dead at the scene. The second occupant, Billy O'Keefe, Jr., 18, of Wymore, was transported by ambulance to Bryan Health West Campus for serious injuries. Scotts Bluff Police and Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Officer deputies responded to the 2200 block of West 15th Street in reference to a woman being choked. 42-year-old Albert Ramirez was arrested for strangulation, simple assault, and third-degree sexual assault. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Has your life changed? So should your health insurance. The Northeast Kansas Community Action Program can help you find the coverage that you need after a new job, marriage, or child. Our certified navigators provide free, unbiased enrollment assistance. Call 785-742-2222 today. You may qualify to enroll now based on income or life changes, and our navigators can help. Call NECAP, Inc. today at 785-742-2222. That's 785-742-2222.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Helen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week, proposing the board adopt an infill housing revitalization program. She suggested a rebate up to 100% on new construction only. No land or outbuildings would qualify, and the rebate would be for 10 years. This program is for infill housing only with incorporated city limits participating. The incorporated city would provide a map of locations within the boundaries that would qualify for infill housing. No decision by commissioners was made at this time. Sheriff Tim Ackerman met with the board to discuss proposed jail project. The architect provided an estimated cost of construction at $9.5 to $10 million. Soft costs estimated to be approximately $500,000. Ackerman said he does have a capital outlay account, which could be used for some soft costs. American Rescue Plan funds can be used for architectural fees, but cannot be used except for COVID-related items such as video systems for remote hearings and perhaps mental health or medical areas of a jail. USDA will meet with the board to discuss financing at upcoming meetings. County counselors advised the default hearing for the tax sale will be in June. The tax sale date will likely be in August. A motion was approved unanimously to appoint Tony Yalsey as Helm Creek Treasurer to replace Stephen Gatisek, who has moved out of the township. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. With increasing fuel costs to dump at Rolling Meadows, a motion was approved to increase the price to dump the Nemaha County landfill to $65 a ton and the out-of-county cost $75 a ton, effective June 1st. Former Gage County Supervisor Dennis Byers' wife is among five applicants for his vacant seat following his passing earlier this month. Janet Byers is a District 15 Board of Education member and is retired from the Beatrice Board of Public Works. Others include former Beatrice Mayor John Barles, retired from Beatrice Public Schools, former Supervisor David Swavely, retired from NEAPCO, Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary, and Lawrence Fossler, a recently retired Gage County employee from the Highway Department. Interviews are slated Wednesday afternoon with a candidate to be chosen to fill the unexpired term of Dennis Byers through the end of 2024. Richard C. Rick Thompson, age 65, of Omaha, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rick Thompson. Keelan J. Schultz, age 17, of Wymore, passed away as a result of a car accident May 21st. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Keelan Schultz. Rose Marie Stauffer, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away last Thursday. Private burial service to be held at a later date with a visitation this Saturday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Saturday 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rose Marie Stauffer. William H. McReynolds, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away last Friday. A private interment will be held at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William McReynolds. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Florentine, French bread, broccoli, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Key Indy Whitey's time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More rain showers expected today and tonight and continue throughout Wednesday. Temperatures still staying cooler with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue overnight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s throughout Missouri. Warming up slightly throughout Wednesday, but more showers expected with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue throughout Wednesday night before clearing up on Thursday. More sunshine expected throughout Friday and Saturday, and temperatures continue to rise. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 57, and the record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 8:41. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. 54 degrees and a cloudy overcast. No rain yet, but starting to nudge into the southern portion of our listening area, if radar is an indication. Light scattered showers will precede some moderate to heavier shower activity later today and continuing into Wednesday. As a result, flash flood watches have been posted for parts of our listening area, Marshall, Nemahal counties, and Point South in northeast Kansas. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Needing to add some color to the yard? Well, you're in luck. The Can't Miss Flower Shop along the highway in Blue Rapids has what you're looking for. Jan and the team at the Riverside Market not only can accommodate your flower arrangement needs, but they also have a vast selection of bedding plants, flowers, and hanging arrangements. While you're there, don't forget to step inside and get yourself a fresh sandwich from the deli. That's the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
The Celtics pull even. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. NBA Eastern Conference Finals Game 4, the Celtics came ready to play defense, holding Heat starters to just 18 combined points en route to a 102-82 drubbing.
Strus, right-hand dribble, Horford waiting for him. White got knocked down. Here's a steal. Ball knocked away from Strus by Horford. Outlet from Pritchard to White. Lob to Tatum.
On WBZ, Jason Tatum led Boston with 31 points. Miami's Jimmy Butler had just 6. The series now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 Wednesday in Miami. Stanley Cup, spring cleaning time in Tampa Bay. The Lightning knocked off the Panthers 2-0 to complete a second-round sweep. Tampa moves on to face the winner of the Rangers-Hurricanes series in the Eastern Conference Finals. Baseball, Paul Goldschmidt launched a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 10th, giving the Cardinals a 7-3 win over the Blue Jays. More Stanley Cup, Nazem Kadri had a hat trick as the Avalanche buried the Blues 6-3.
Puck is free. Kadri, he scores! Throw the chapeau! The Kadri man can! 3 goals in the game, and the Avalanche lead is back to 2!
On KKSE, Colorado leads the series 3-1. Back to baseball, a couple more Monday night walk-offs. The Padres won their 5th straight over the Brewers, thanks to Jose Azucar's 10th inning heroics.
Runners lead at all three bases. Here's the pitch and a line drive into center field. Base hit! Jose Azucar wins it! Machado comes in from third, and the Padres take their first lead of the night in walk-off fashion.
On KWFN, the Twins winning in their final at-bat, too. Getting a walk-off infield single from Gio Urshela in the 10th. Minnesota's Max Kepler had a grand slam earlier, 5-4 the final over the Tigers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Attention Pony Express Catbackers. The Wildcats will be in Marysville City Park at 10th and Oak from 11:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Thursday, May 26th. The event, sponsored by K-State Athletics and the K-State Alumni Association, will feature new basketball coach Jerome Tang, defensive coordinator Joe Klanderman, student-athletes Willie the Wildcat and the K-State cheer team. The event is free and food trucks will be available. No need to RSVP and don't forget to bring your lawn chairs. See you May 26th in Marysville. Go Cats!
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration yesterday announced the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. The White House says the plan is a 21st century economic arrangement designed to tackle 21st century economic challenges. They include the digital economy, ensuring secure and resilient supply chains, and major investments in clean energy. The plant will engage partners that facilitate agricultural trade through science-based decision-making and the adoption of sound, transparent regulatory practices. Ag groups welcome the launch of the framework. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand says the framework is a new approach to trade negotiations that will hopefully still create the same positive, high-standard outcome for U.S. farmers. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said the framework will help reduce barriers, improve the adoption of science-based standards, and grow American ag exports. Krista Harden of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, she's the president and CEO, she said the framework offers a chance for the U.S. to have a positive impact on the trading environment in a vital area of the world. Well, a global food crisis already impacted by COVID and climate change being driven to famine levels worldwide by the war in Ukraine and resulting lack of grain exports. The UN Security Council last week heard from experts on the war's impact on global food security. David Beasley, executive director of the World Food Program, said when a nation that is the breadbasket of the world becomes a nation with the longest bread line in the world, we know we have a problem. Even before the Ukraine crisis, the world was already facing unprecedented perfect storm because of conflict, climate change, and COVID-19. And price increases in major food crops also made an additional 400 million people food insecure over the last 5 months. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, the old cattle I bought just a couple of weeks ago had me a little nervous as to what they might be worth come fall when I want to sell them. Cattle on feed report out just a few days ago. I got to tell you, that got my attention when you have more cattle on feed than about anywhere in the last millennium. Cattle on feed report revealed nearly 2 million head placed on feed, raising the total to over 12 million, the highest total for the date, 1.7% higher than last year. Now, the calf crop that's going right now and could go in through the feedlots this fall is in better shape, we understand. I hope that it doesn't come out like this, because I don't think anybody was expecting this high a number of cattle on feed this day. So with that in mind, cattlemen, you're going to have a tough 3 months, it looks like. The futures markets indicate that. 7 to 10 week lows in the futures market, and that's what all the so-called experts hang their hat on when it comes to what the cattle market's going to do. With that in mind, we're just have to worry a little bit about an oversupply this summer. But one thing we don't have to worry about is people buying it. Beef exports continue to set a record. March beef exports totaled 1% more from last year, and it was big last year, friends. The third largest on record. Value for beef exports record up 33%. Of course, it's higher priced. Even pork firmed up some, although it has been below. So we're selling a lot. Even here in the United States, people like to go outside and they like to do a little barbecuing like I do. And so don't look for that to go in the pot necessarily. I think we'll be in pretty good hands to get rid of it. Big hope. See you later.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Musty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Egg Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus taxes. We shall all qualify. Limited-term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months. Inventory as of May 5th.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Want to pass on your love of gardening to your kids or grandkids? We share a few baby steps today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 24th, the 144th day of the year. It is Patti LaBelle's birthday, and the 19th century version of texting was ushered in on this day in 1844. Samuel Morse sent the first telegraph message. Need to pry the kids away from their electronic devices? Here are some tips to help them develop an interest in gardening. Start with small, easy-to-accomplish projects. Nothing is more boring than watching someone else do chores, so make sure they get hands-on experience. Start with easy-to-grow plants like radishes or carrots. Give plenty of positive encouragement and make sure they take a hand in preparing meals from the garden. Once they're served a vegetable they've planted, cared for, and harvested, they'll have them hooked for life. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more great gardening advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 54 degrees again this hour, with radar indicating light moderate showers across much of the state of Kansas, south well into Oklahoma. All that activity is going to surge from the south over the next 24 hours or so, and we could be in line for an inch or two of precipitation accumulation. Flash flood watches posted for parts of our listening area, Marshall, Nemahal counties, points east and south, as well into that watch for the next 24 hours or so. Welcome rains moving our way. Nothing at this hour. Cloudy overcast at KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The 2022 national champions know at least one of their non-conference opponents for next season. The University of Kansas Jayhawks will face the Duke Blue Devils in the annual Champions Classic in Indianapolis. Both programs are coming off Final Four appearances. Kentucky will be facing Michigan State in the other matchup. Times have not been announced as of yet. The Kansas City Chiefs announced the schedule for their three preseason games as they prepare for the regular season to start. The Chiefs will play one road game followed by two home games in anticipation of their regular season opener at the Arizona Cardinals on September 11th. The first preseason game will be at Chicago on Saturday, August 13th at 12 p.m., followed by the Washington Commanders at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday, August 20th at 3 p.m., and then followed by Green Bay Packers at Arrowhead Stadium Thursday, August 25th at 7 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KMDY.
Couple of guys sitting around drinking down Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far. He says, this is your life and welcome to it. It's just working and drinking and dreams. Out on TV says, just do it. Of zeros, just a couple of down and outs, but movie stars and football heroes, what have they got to be unhappy about? Yeah, so they turn to the bartender, Sam, what do you think? What's the key that unlocks that door? Sam don't say nothing, just wipes off the bar, and he pulls. Life is there ain't no secret, and you don't get your money back. Hey, the secret of life is getting up early. The secret of life is staying up late. The secret of life is try not to hurry, but don't wait, don't wait. The secret of life is a good cup of coffee. The secret of life is keep your eye. The secret of the life. drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too
tempted and tried.